The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now I'm joined by Cathal Mullany from Off the Ball to talk about the weekend's sport. So much happening. Let's start with rugby and the Aviva.
Yeah, that's right, Pat. It's going to be a cracking game tomorrow, isn't it, between Leinster and Toulouse in the Heineken Champions Cup semi-finals. Just a tight turnaround for both sides. They only won their respective quarterfinals last weekend, of course. The two most decorated sides in the competition. Leinster with four European titles. Toulouse have five. They're the defending champions. But Leinster impressed last week against Leicester. That was a tricky game for them at Welford Road, but they won that by 23 points to 14. Of course, Toulouse beat Munster after penalties at the Aviva Stadium. So another trip back to Dublin for the French side. Leinster, of course, in decent form again this season. Many people viewing them as slight favourites perhaps ahead of this match. They're still sweating on the fitness of Kian Healy and Jimmy O'Brien. The team news will come later on today, but it should be a very, very entertaining encounter. Toulouse, of course, with such a depth of quality in their squad. They've got a number of players from the French Grand Slam winning side. Anton Dupont, the World Player of the Year, pulling the strings as well from scrum half. So it has all the ingredients to be an absolutely cracking contest tomorrow at the Aviva Stadium. Really? That one kicks off at 3 o'clock. And the other game, Pat, is on Sunday afternoon, Racing 92. An Irish interest in this one as well, because Ronan O'Gara's La Rochelle go up against Racing 92 on the other side of the draw.
Now, let's talk 150 years of tradition. The FA Cup final, March 16th, 1872 was the first one, but it's not the same as it used to be.
It's not the same as it used to be. No, it's not, Pat. But it should be another interesting game tomorrow. Of course, Liverpool still on the hunt for the quadruple of titles this season. They take on Chelsea tomorrow afternoon at Wembley Stadium. Liverpool in such fine form, although their squad is being very stretched at the moment. We hear the news during the week that Fabinho will be out injured for the game tomorrow. He picked up a muscular injury in their win over Aston Villa during the week in the Premier League. Chelsea's season has kind of petered off a little bit. They suffered that disappointing exit in the Champions League against Real Madrid. But they still have all the quality to certainly upset Liverpool tomorrow. Of course, the sides met in the League Cup final earlier on this season as well. Liverpool winning that one on penalties when Quievin Kelleher was the hero for Liverpool in that game. As you say, the FA Cup probably not quite capturing the imagination as it once used to in previous years. But still, both sides will view this game as a very important one. Remarkably, Liverpool haven't won the competition since 2006. You'll remember that one referred to as the Steven Gerrard final when he scored that late goal against West Ham to force it to penalties. The sides met in 2012 when Chelsea won in the decider on that occasion. So should be an interesting game tomorrow at Wembley. Kicks off at 4:45 tomorrow evening. And Liverpool, as I say, still in the hunt for the quadruple. They've got the Champions League final to come later on this year.
Okay.
And of course, the Premier League action continues this weekend too.
Arsenal disappointed last night, 3-0 defeat at the hands of Tottenham. We're coming to the last couple of weeks of the Premier League and the prospect that there might be five English teams in the Champions League when they reform it, which is fairly imminent.
Yes. That's right. That's true, Pat. But still, as you said, the match last night, they're still all keen to get that fourth place. And Spurs, with that win last night, bringing themselves to within a point of Arsenal. But Arsenal still in the driving seat with two games left to play. I suppose there are three things yet to be resolved in the Premier League. The title, of course, Manchester City in the driving seat there. They're in action again this weekend against West Ham. They go to London for that match, but they're in the driving seat there with the advantage over Liverpool by a margin of 3 points. Then the fourth place between Arsenal and Spurs, a point between them. Arsenal 1 point ahead with two games left to play. And then at the other end, at the relegation zone, Everton, Burnley and Leeds still all in danger of going down. Leeds currently in the 18th position in the relegation zone. They're on 34. Then Everton and Burnley just outside. And Everton and Burnley also have a game in hand on Leeds, which could be very significant as they battle to avoid the drop over the coming 10 days or so.
Okay, and finally, in GAA, we've got some interesting matches in the football in Leinster and Munster, and indeed Derry Monaghan in Ulster. And then in the hurling, we've got Waterford and Cork and Clare and Limerick. So lots of action.
Yes, that's right, Pat. I suppose all eyes will be on Dublin this weekend in the football in the Leinster semi-final against Meath to see if they can continue their upward trajectory. Lots of people impressed with their display against Wexford, but this will be more of a litmus test for Desi Farrell's team on Sunday against a Meath side that have recovered some form after a pretty disappointing league campaign. Kildare and Westmeath on the other side of the draw. Many people looking at the Leinster draw as a Dublin-Kildare final, but Westmeath were unlucky to lose to Kildare last year at the same stage. In Ulster, Monaghan against Derry is the real heavyweight clash this weekend. Both sides will have designs on winning the Ulster Championship, and also in football this weekend in the Munster Championship, as you say, Limerick against Tipperary is on Saturday evening. And hurling this weekend at Leinster, the big game, Dublin against Kilkenny. Dublin in good form. They've won three matches from three so far. Kilkenny losing to Galway in the last round. And of course in Munster, the heavyweight clashes continue. Waterford against Cork, as you say. Real potential here for a Cork fight back. I think they've received a lot of criticism for the performance thus far. And then Limerick, the All-Ireland champions, against the Clare side that have been the real surprise packet. They've impressed a lot of people in their opening two matches. And of course, they've got the star in Tony Kelly as well. So that to look forward to on Sunday afternoon.
Cathal Mullany from Off the Ball, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.